LOA Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Committee meeting, Monday, November 14th, 2022. It is 5:32 p.m. I will go ahead and call the meeting to order in the absence of our chairperson. All right. Angela Kowalczyk Adrians.
Here.
Dina Mooney, not present. Ryan Hallberg.
Here.
Michael Borowski is excused. Mark Seidel.
Here.
And Trustee Rob Atwood.
Here.
All right. Modify or adopt the agenda. Can I get a motion on that?
A motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
We got a motion by Ryan and a second by Angela. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, that passed. Approval of September 27th, 2022 minutes. Get a motion on that.
Want to approve? Or second.
Okay. motion by Angela, second by Rob. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Public appearances? We have none. Announcements? First announcement is, unfortunately, our chairperson, Danielle Piarchi, has resigned her position with the committee. I want to thank her for all of her time that she put in and effort that she put into this committee. And she does hope at some point in the future she'll be able to find more time to come back to the committee. So, but again, really appreciated all she did for us and here at the village and her volunteerism. So, second item, partnership with New Water on a U.S. Forest Service tree planting grant. The village is partnering with New Water on a grant for tree planting. This is similar to a grant that we obtained and worked with them on back in 2020, 2021. And it's a two-year span of a grant that'll help with tree planting during those time periods. So worked with Angela on this, so I'll pass it over to you if you want to touch on
really
that a little bit.
I don't really have too much more to add other than that this is the same exact grant. The only thing that's really cool about this year is that they've eliminated the match. So even though match was never an issue, just
right.
Because you could use in-kind from your planting time, as well as additional trees planted, but for this particular grant, there's no match.
Right, and we're looking at 100 trees, to plant 100 trees through this grant, so that'll help, greatly help our budgets, especially in this time of doing tree replacements from all the emerald ash borer removal, or ash tree removals from the emerald ash borer. So.
And we have, like 7 other municipalities in Brown County, along with Brown County themselves that are participating. We'll hear probably end of the year, maybe early January.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you again for the assistance.
Yeah, sure.
Partnering on that.
Thanks for getting back materials so quickly.
Just to clarify for me, in our last meeting, we had talked about the grant. Is that the same one, or is this a separate one?
Announcements. It's a separate grant.
Separate one. Okay.
That one we should be finding out, which is the DNR Urban Forestry Grant that you're referencing. We should be finding out about that shortly, whether or not we received that one.
Okay.
And that would be for 2023. So, hopefully we can get them both, and will help us throughout the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Next item, partnership. For a Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grant. Another grant, the village is partnering with the East River Collaborative. That's a group of municipalities in organizations that has been working together on East River issues, East River watershed issues, and that with many different projects. Also the City of Green Bay, City of De Pere, Village of Bellevue, and the Town of Ledgeview on a grant from, as I said, Wisconsin Coastal Management. And that would be to hire a consultant to create a master plan to come up with some solutions for the flooding along the East River Trail. Again, Angela contacted me on this, and we've been working together on that. So if you wanted to add anything regarding that one.
The only thing that's kind of unique about that one is we needed a municipal applicant, and Alloway stepped up to be the applicant on that. With the match that's required, we plan to work with municipalities that have partnered to meet the match with in-kind time. We also have Nature Conservancy on that, UWC grant, and then New Water. So between all of our time, we have no concerns about meeting the match for that project.
Great.
And that'll help us with some of our issues we've been having, and having a consultant come in and, you know, go ahead and, you know, write up a plan for all the municipalities along the trail,
come up with some solutions.
Will they work at all with that other group that is starting in Ledgeview and is going to come right down to, is it Hoffman Road, and cleaning up the
that group is a group that's working on the East River Water Trail, and yes, this will be
they'll be connected because obviously it's all kind of along the same corridor, right. But doing different work, different efforts, but related. We'll continue to coordinate with them on things.
Great, because you go by there now, and with the how the river has dropped, it's just you just see everything. That would be such easy pickings right now.
Right,
it's just grab it, go, you know.
Right. No, it's a drastic difference from 2-3 years ago when we had flooding issues and everything like that. You know, that you can see, you go into Green Isle Park and you can see the sloughs drained out, and you can see the mud and everything like that. So, yeah. No, so two great partnerships with grants that we're looking forward and hope that we obtain those. So, all right. Next item. Now that we have a vacancy as our chairperson, we need to elect a new chairperson for the committee. So,
now this person's finishing out Danielle's term, though.
Correct. So they would be finishing out her term, which ends in... Well, actually, no, not finishing out her term. I apologize. Just this year of being the chairperson. So,
calendar year?
Not calendar year. That would come up again in May of 2023. Right. So it'd be from now until May of 2023 would be the time period.
Well, we do have an experienced person in the room.
But we also have a couple new people. Anybody want to?
I was actually going to nominate one of you two. I was going to nominate Ryan.
I think everyone has seen what it entails. It's not a lot of work, you know, pretty much running the meeting and going through the agenda. Not too difficult, but... if there's more involvement that a chairperson wanted to do, I'd be happy to involve that chairperson with more things and that. But so, if anyone has any questions about it, or if they would like to nominate somebody, I'll take a nomination.
Are you willing?
I've run meetings before, not exactly like this. In my day-to-day work, I run meetings, so I can certainly manage that. I don't know, I'm very new to this committee and to this work, but I'm willing to learn and do what's needed. And I'll be here. So.
Yeah, and like I said, it's not difficult, and you know, we're not
there's good
hardcore.
Coaching. There's good coaching, and it's not as formal as it sounds.
Yeah.
So you can can make mistakes and nobody cares.
I can handle that.
I mean, we care, but yeah, you know what I mean.
No, but so, I appreciate it. It's
loosely.
Certainly the meetings that I've been in have been pretty smooth. So. Okay.
So we have a nomination of Mark Seidel for the Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Committee chairperson. Can I get a second for that?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Angela. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right, well, welcome as chairperson.
All right, well, thank you.
With that, congrats. You can take over if you would like.
Sure. All right, so then the next item on the agenda is discussion of the Alloway Youth Baseball Program.
Yeah, this was an item that Trustee Atwood wanted to bring to the committee to just discuss some of the history behind it. Maybe we, you know, questions the committee may have about what the youth baseball program was or is now, those type of things. I'll kind of pass it over to Rob to start the conversation, and we can go from there.
Yeah, you know, what brought it up was just a matter of, you know, living in this community and driving by these parks all the time and being on this committee, the usage of these parks have drastically been reduced. You know, I mean, I hardly see anything going on at any of the parks. In fact, I jokingly said to Chris, I said, you know, Kiwanis was busting at the seams with a soccer game and pickleball, and I drove by Broadview, and there wasn't even a goose on the field, you know? So it's just stuff like that on the scheduling and things. But the youth baseball program, which I used to be a coach in a part of, was just kind of a real great opportunity for young kids to get out there and swing a bat, you know, and not have to worry about any league group of, you know, future MLBers. And, you know, I mean, it was just go out and have fun, you know, learn how to swing the bat. Dad's volunteered coaching and things of that nature. So I wanted to kind of bring it up and start some conversations about it again to see what, if there's a possibility on resurrecting it. So I reached out to Emma. I'm drawing a blank as to what Emma's title is.
She's our recreation supervisor here at the village.
So I reached out to her and I asked her a few questions about what is, you know, how is it being used, what's using it, who's scheduling it, etc. And I'll skip right through a lot of it, and I'm happy to copy these notes to anybody who wants them. But she said that many of the Alloway Little League program unfortunately dissolved back in 2018 due to lack of enrollment and volunteers. So, and obviously you need both of those to make a successful program. And I think a lot of that happened, and I'm doing some more research into this, so I'm probably gonna table this discussion right after this comment, unless anybody wants to talk about it, is I think a lot of that lack of volunteers in involvement in the program came with how these leagues kept getting split up, you know, with different elite ball things. Because I participated in a couple of those with my son too, and I mean, some of these young men, you know, in this Little League program are really good players, and they've branched off and they've taken on these different leagues of their own, and I think that's where the, but I think there's a place to bring it back to kids playing ball, you know, and forget about the status and everything else. I think there's a place for it, and that's what I want to kind of dig into. I want to see if there is,
sure,
you know,
sure. Just to kind of piggyback on what Rob said, the face of youth sports has changed in the last decade. And with baseball in particular, there's a lot more of these travel teams, exclusive club teams, the ISAs, for instance, of the world, and that there isn't as much of the community type of youth sports programs, you know, the way that it used to be. You know, decades ago, years ago. As Rob said, Alloway Youth Baseball, unfortunately, because of lack of numbers, and it was prior to COVID, so it really wasn't a COVID issue, but they didn't have enough to run a league back in 2018. And at that time, they had discussed partnering with the Eastside Green Bay Youth Baseball Program, which they did. They, you know, got together with them and kind of referred kids to that program. And that program's run out of the Eastside here, just at Optimus Park, just down the street. I don't know, 5-6 blocks, you know, down here. So it's relatively a close program. And at that time, they also approached the village to whether they could hold a tournament at Webster Park facility because of flooding issues that they had at their park at that time. So we worked with them, and from that it kind of grew a partnership with Eastside Green Bay Youth Baseball, where we're working with them annually. They're utilizing Webster Park fields. We, you know, reference, refer people to their program for youth baseball. So it's been a good partnership. We have an agreement with them. They pay the village some fees in lieu of utilizing the fields and some of the maintenance and stuff that we do there. So that's you know, the group that we have been, you know, working with. And I think it's been a very good relationship, you know, with that. Other baseball groups that the village has worked with, not Little League, but the next step up is Green Bay Area Babe Ruth League. They utilize the fields down at Greenout Park, the big ball diamonds. So that's been a long-term relationship that the village has had as well. And then a couple of the club teams, you know, we've been working with them just kind of field rental space. When we've got fields available, you know, we rent that to them and to gather some revenue, you know, for those open fields. So, you know, as Rob indicated, a lot of times fields and parks aren't utilized. They don't seem to be utilized. Depends on time of day, day of the week, month of the year that you're there. A lot of youth sports like soccer and baseball, softball, are from May through August, you know, time frame. That's virtually, you know, the only time that they're utilizing those. They're in the evenings, not even on weekends that much. It's usually evenings, you know, that they utilize those. So from a percentage standpoint, those youth sports don't utilize that space, you know, on a high percent, you know, for a whole year, if you think about that. So, but that's just a little synopsis. And like Rob said, you know, we can continue this discussion, gather some more information, you know, and go forward.
Yeah, you know, maybe right in the next month or so, a questionnaire out on, you know, our website, you know, might be, you know, do you have a child within this age, and would you be interested in seeing another baseball league form? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because with this, with the Alloway, the youth baseball, would that be, like, if you think of Little League, like one level under the Little League program?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and then like having them advance into the Little League program, the Eastside League is a Little League program.
That is correct. They're, I don't know. I know it's 9, 10, 11, and 12-year-olds. I don't know if they have younger than the 9s. I know the YMCA usually does, like, the T-ball programs. They hold those. And they'll utilize some of our fields, too.
Right.
And that. Yeah.
So, once again, this is just an opportunity to, you know, let the community hang out together, meet one another, young kids that don't have parents that want them to be major league all-stars.
Right, right.
And just let them swing the bat, you know, and let them have fun.
Is that Green Bay League multiple teams, I assume, obviously?
Yes, it is.
Would it be possible to get numbers for how many of those kids are from Alloway?
I think so. Yeah.
It'd be nice to see if, you know, could maybe Alloway, or the kids in Alloway form, have enough numbers to form their own team that could participate.
Part of that
still
league, yeah.
I find it hard to believe we'd have enough kids in Alloway to form our own league of, you know, 8 or 9 teams. That's a lot of kids. Maybe we would.
We once had it.
Yeah.
So.
Or if we could only get a couple of teams, at least maybe we could have them all be from the same neighborhood, right, that could participate in the Green Bay League.
Was this the program that ended in 18? Or?
Yeah, the Alloway Youth Little League. It pretty much rolled. Well, I think it actually went dormant for a year or two, and then it just kind of resurrected itself through that Green Bay East League to help make their league stronger and our league stronger, so by merging them together. So maybe there's a way that we can just help build their program, you know, and utilize our fields,
mm-hmm.
you know, and get more activity going.
Yeah, I think it's a good start is finding out how many, and maybe not just that program. I could reach out to DePere's
still running.
You know, to see if they've got Alloway kids in their program.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, the Ashwaubenons and that. So.
Yeah, I don't know how they divvy up the kids in those other leagues, but when I was growing up, my favorite part was, you know, all the kids in my neighborhood were all on the same team.
Yep.
Right. So,
right.
Yep.
Play together in the afternoon, you'd go play baseball at night. You know? So when you keep that going, that'd be cool.
I know the Peers League, they actually have a draft.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been in that community center and
yep.
they do it.
Yep.
So
yeah, it's
that sounds intense.
It is. It is.
You know,
that's some,
while,
when I was a coach, that's what we did too.
Yeah, while
yep.
it's fun, you just sit back, you look at the guys that you're hanging with and say, yeah, I really don't want to be this guy. You know, I just, yeah, let the kids play.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, because it, when you're in a situation like that, it depends on the type of person that the coach is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's some that are way more intense than others.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. So.
Being the athletic director at St. Matthew's School, saw some real ugly people that were volunteering that shouldn't have been volunteering.
All right. Anything else? Any other discussion on that?
No. Let's just keep the conversation rolling.
So, okay. Yeah, we'll bring that back then to our future meeting and gather a little bit more information and keep it rolling.
Good.
So,
thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
Then next up would be a discussion on the Memorial Bench Program.
Yes, I wanted to bring this to the committee. It's a program, a very successful program, that the village has enacted for many, many years, where they offer memorial benches for people to purchase and place in one of our parks or along a trail or, you know, village properties. Over the years, you know, we've had different fees for that program, and because of the cost of the supplies and materials, we've had to increase them. Currently, we're $750 per bench, and it doesn't seem that will be enough any longer. You know, the cost of the benches that we purchase are going up. So, we definitely have to look at raising the fees. And then, you know, looking at how successful this program has been over the years, got about 65 to 70 benches throughout the park system, the memorial benches. A little over 30 of those are in Greenout Park alone. That's most popular location that people want to you know, get a bench located at. I did include an email that I received, and this happened after I had planned to bring this to the committee, but it really, you know, it was a good email, good question from a resident, And the email was from Carrie, I hope I get this right on her last name, Quatzel. And she reached out to the village, and I want to read this to the committee here. It says, although I understand the memorial benches are a very popular way to honor a loved one, I also think there are too many at one area. Green Isle Park's trail from the parking lot around the gazebo and football fields and along the tennis courts to the play area has 27 of them. That's a large number considering the walk is approximately a half mile. Would it be too much to ask that you put a moratorium on benches in this area? I would suggest tree planting as a memorial, as we lost so many trees these past years. My husband and I use the park daily and think it is starting to look cluttered. Thank you for letting me express my opinion. I did reach back out to Carrie and let her know that the committee was going to discuss it. So I'll reach back out to her, you know, in the following days as well. With regards to that number at Green Isle Park, here's a map of the locations of where all those benches are. All of those, the majority of them also have memorial plaques that we put on the back of them. The donor, it's on the donor to go and purchase that on their own. It's not part of the fee for the bench. And then, you know, we adhere that to the back of the bench. So I guess what I want to talk to the committee about is this a program we want to continue to offer? If so, like I said, we definitely need to increase the fee for that to cover our costs. And also, if we do want to continue it, in the past it's been working with the donor, okay, where do you want the bench? You know, is it feasible to put it in this location? Many of these that you see that are kind of in clusters are relatives or friends or things like that, and the donors ask that they be close to another one. Another option might be to designate certain locations that this is the only place that benches can go, and do that at every one of our park spaces, you know, and work with the donor then and say, okay, here's the spots that we can place them. Which one of these would you like? I've heard comments in the past of, you know, people have said, kind of looks like a cemetery out there at times, you know, because of all of the benches and that. But, guess, you know, just kind of wanted to get the thoughts of the committee and then, you know, what your thoughts might be, you know, from a fee perspective. I reached out to some of the neighboring communities on their programs and, you know, what they charge. And it ranged anywhere from the cost of the bench alone in De Pere, that's all they do, is they just, whatever the bench cost is what they charge the person. But Green Bay charges up to, you know, $1,500 at some locations, $2,500 at other locations. Ledgeview charges $2,500. And like I said, De Pere, their recent costs were $950. That's what they were charging. So, but just wanted to bring this committee, have a discussion.
What is our cost for a bench with a concrete slab and in the hours?
Right, sure. We charge $750. And we were right about 650
into it.
Okay. Yeah. So, and now the bench costs, when I talked to one of the suppliers, they're increasing that price going into next year. So we'll definitely, in order to break even, we got to increase at minimum a couple hundred dollars.
Well, I mean, definitely put the price at least to pay for it. I don't know if it's, you necessarily need to make anything off of it. I mean, that's up for discussion, I guess. It's kind of a, although a memorial, it's something that's useful for everybody in the community, so there is, you know, a community benefit with it. But I like the idea of identifying where you want to put them, because I could see this, yeah, really getting out of hand if people are able to pick where they want it to go, and you could, yeah, I mean, you were already starting to get a lot of clustering in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have something in place, then you
right.
have no grounds to just be to tell one person that, oh, we have kind of a lot here. So
right.
if we get something established of where you want them to be, I mean, there's probably still room in Greenell Park, maybe, you know, south where it's kind of, they're not really structured trails, but they're, you know,
sure.
there's areas in the
yep.
in the woods there that would maybe be nice to just kind of sit in on a bench in the woods
sure.
or something. So there's sure. options to put them in different places that we could still get somewhere in Greenell Park without being it being too cluttered,
okay.
I guess. But
okay.
yeah, I definitely think we need some type of guidelines.
Okay.
Do other communities have other memorial programs? Like the Carrie mentioned the tree. Like any of the other communities have anything similar to that?
They do, and actually we also have a memorial tree program, which the park bench is way more popular than the tree program. But we do also, and the tree program is actually quite a bit cheaper because the cost of a tree is a lot cheaper than the cost of a bench. And that with the trees, we do let donors know that unfortunately trees sometimes die, and it's hard for them to understand that sometimes when it's a memorial, but we do also replace it. You know, if the tree dies, very similar to any of our tree planting programs, if a tree dies, we replace it. So, which doesn't happen a lot, but, you know, as whether it's from disease, storm, things like that, you know, and whatnot. Just real quick, I also have a map of Sunset Park. And actually this one I did take off the list because and I did this last year. Because it was starting to get full. And there's actually a few more other benches. There's one here where the cursor is, and here, and a couple over here along the trail that Brown County Parks have put in that are not memorials. They're just benches that were part of the park when it was developed and that. So, but, you know, this one, knowing that, you know, at this location, there's not a lot of space there. I did take
sense.
That one off
mm-hmm.
the list because that was starting to, you know, get very popular. It's a popular park and starting to get that way as well. So,
yeah, I could definitely see capping it and giving people an option of what's available. It's funny, I walk through that park all the time, and I would have never guessed that there were that many there. Seeing them there, it looks like, yeah, it's getting a little...
Now you won't be able to unsee
you walk through
it.
There all the time, too.
I walk
too.
Through there every day, and I actually had the same thought as Carrie of thinking, there's a lot of benches here, and nobody's ever sitting in them.
Right.
I always wondered why there were so many, but the memorial program makes sense why we keep putting them in. But I would also be in favor of somehow putting a cap on or figuring out the designated areas where we still would want one. But, of course, that means eventually this program's going to have to end because we will... run out of spaces.
Yes, but there are a lot of other parks and trails
right.
within the village
yeah.
that we can refer people to.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. This is the most popular park. This is where they spent their time walking the trails or with their pet or, you know, different things like that. So
and over time, benches get retired, you know, so because they wear out.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I would also be in favor of just pushing the price up to $9.50. You know, if we've got $7.50 in it, I mean, not to make a profit,
right?
But just to cover our overhead. I mean, there's equipment maintenance there. There's concrete there. There's the bench there.
Concrete costs are going up too.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know?
So you know, just to get a handle on it, it sounds like the pier is just a little bit ahead of the game on that. I mean, I'm kind of with you. You know, maybe not a profit source, but
yeah.
definitely make sure we cover our overhead. And if we make a little, then we make a little.
Right. And I have rarely spoken with somebody that had a concern about the cost of what our program was. You know, typically, you know, there's an endowment or something that they're utilizing to help pay for that, or families members get together and do it. So.
Yeah, I think it's okay to cap it though, because otherwise you're looking at, I want to sponsor that swing, or I want to sponsor that merry-go-round, or I want to sponsor, great.
How many
you've got a baseball diamond you can sponsor.
that's an excellent excellent question. How many do we get a year? Let's see, in 22 we got received 6, in 21 we received 8, in 23, in 19 it was 2. So it fluctuates, but you know, the last few years have been quite a few. You know, I wonder if because of some of the things that have gone on, health, you know, with COVID or whatnot, you know, in the world, if that maybe could have been any reason for the increase. But typically, you know, 5 to 6, I would say, on average a year. And not all of them are at Green Isle Park.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere that, you know, if you're looking for places to put benches and you're creating that map, maybe think about areas where you want a small gazebo or something, and maybe somebody wants to go even more and get some type of memorial gazebo.
Sure. And I have had a few requests over the years of things like that.
Okay.
And I've, you know, worked with the people that it have never has never come to fruition, but I think that would be a special case.
Yeah,
you know,
more expensive.
Of if they're willing to go that route, we'll definitely work with them and try to figure out a way, you know, location and whatnot. But yeah. All right. Any other thoughts, discussion items?
I guess my only other thought would be, is there any other creative programs we can come up with besides just the benches and the trees? But I don't know. Like, those would be off the top of my head. I can't think of anything. But something
worth if you do, if anybody thinks of anything, well, we can discuss it, you know, in a future meeting or something like that.
Maybe art, you know, some type of art. But you'd need to, like, you'd have to almost create options for people that have something that is acceptable in the village, and you can choose one of these. And
yeah, I think we've only had a couple of art. There's one down at Sunset Park, right off the trail. You know, a nice art sculpture. I think it was Rita Houston that donated that one. And then
something she would do.
Yep. And then there was a donation to the Alloway Village Band when they were at the community center. There was a piece of art that used to be out in front of there that went with the band once the village no longer owned the community center.
Okay. But it's nothing you really need to establish. It kind of happens on a case-by-case basis.
Right. I would think so.
Anything else on the bench program?
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, well then, any other future agenda items? All right, hearing nothing, motion to adjourn.
All right. We have a motion by Angela. Second.
Second.
By Ryan.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
All right.
Adjourned
at 6:11 p.m.